This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spencer Carberry was on the Junkies earlier this morning. He's always very, very good. This was Carbs on Alex Ovechkin's injury.
Here's the final word on it, and then we're going to let you go. Don't panic is what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't something where his season is ending. It's week to week, and there'll be an update coming soon.
So that was the last thing he said about it, and really the end of the interview. And to me, that is the whole kit and caboodle, right? Earlier in the interview, in a lot more words, he said a lot less. Where it's week to week, we'll monitor him, our doctors want to get in there. That was, and it's a good job by Eric to come back and just say, is there a chance he's not playing? Because Carberry came out, and the answer everybody wants is this guy's season over? They asked him point blank, and he wouldn't answer. And then they started like debating it, them in the studio. But is it an ACL? He wouldn't answer that. He's like, oh, come on, guys, really? Is it an MCL? They didn't mention Achilles, but they're talking lower leg. Like, that's one of the concerns. Is he going to miss the rest of this season? And for Carberry to come on the radio and say his season's not over, it's a true week-to-week injury, for the team to put out week-to-week, he can't now miss the rest of the season without some massive setback or them finding something that wasn't there. Like, there's a difference between not providing any information, so if they hadn't said anything yet and we're just still waiting, and then Carberry comes on today and says, look, it's a lower body, we can't really tell you much more than that, then it could be that he's out for the year and they don't want to say it. But when you come out and you say week to week, and then he goes on the radio and says he's not going to miss the rest of the season, it's a true week-to-week injury, I don't think you can do all that, and then he misses the end of the year without a lot of people being really, really upset, and for good reason.
Yeah, so the upset part I'm with you on, but here's how it's possible. I got the sense also that, you know, more examinations coming. Early in the interview, you spoke about how our team doctors and these other doctors, everyone's going to look. They may not think he's out for the year right now, but when they go poking around in there, they may find some things that aren't real good, and maybe he is.
That's possible. I'd like to think that by the time he came on the show this morning, which is the injury happened on Monday night.
Yep.
You had an evaluation on Monday done in the moment. So let's say it's the knee and they're saying lower leg. But generally teams know based on the field test. Not always, not 100%, but you got a pretty good idea. Mm-hmm. If it's an Achilles, you know it. If it's a knee, that's a season ender, you know it. So by the next morning, you're traveling back. All the conversations they've had. By the way, they landed yesterday at, I don't know, 2 or 3 o'clock. They right away could have taken images. I'm sure they did. They did whatever else the doctors wanted to do. They've been waiting all day. Last night, by this morning, I'd like to think he's got a pretty good beat on what that injury is. Doesn't mean that you can't find something new. And if that happens, then they can correct it and we can all be in misery together. But I think as he came on the air today, he knows what's going on.
So you think they know? And they just haven't said.
I mean, it's been 36 hours.
But don't you have to wait for swelling to come down sometimes in order to get the right MRI or you know, what other tests are going to be done?
I know this. When a player tears their ACL on Sunday, we often find out about it on Sunday night. And we definitely find out about it on Monday. I mean, it's never 2 days late. Like, we don't know yet. We're doing, I mean, sure, like, you could get more tests. Dak Prescott tore his butt fell off the bone or something. Mm-hmm. Like, his hamstring and his butt and whatever.
Butt fell right off.
His butt, like, fell literally off.
Yeah.
I don't even know how your butt falls off.
I've never heard of that.
But that happened to Dak. Like, he got 16 opinions or whatever, but we heard within 24 hours the fear is his butt fell off, and he's not going to play.
But that's one of those leagues where they correctly share information, but I see your point. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I think they've got a pretty good idea, but there is still some TBD.